Well, hello there. Welcome to the Friday edition of Following the Truth. I am Gary Zimak. Glad to be here with you as we bring the week to a close. Happiness. What is the source of happiness? Do you ever think about that? Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. We all want to be happy. And it's really, I think, interesting the way this show came about today. The topic for this show came about today. I was at Daily Mass, and the gospel really made me think. And this is a gospel that is the same gospel that we heard not too long ago about the sower and the seeds, and the sower putting seeds on different kinds of soil. And I'm going to read it today, and we'll talk about it. But there was, in particular, one line in there that got me about the anxieties and the pleasures of the world and how they can cause the seed, the good news, the Word of God, to bear little or no fruit in our lives. And then I was writing today for a new book. It's really just starting the beginning of a new book now. And I was in the Catechism of the Catholic Church looking at toward the very beginning of the Catechism. It talks about the desire for God and how our desire for happiness is really a desire for God. And, you know, interestingly enough, as he often does, the Holy Spirit just kind of put these two ideas in my head and said, all right, talk about them. So once again, I'm going with the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and I really think there is something there to this connection between pursuing pleasure, which again, we're human, we like to be happy, we like pleasure, and searching for God and the connection. And I think that we need to talk about that connection today because it's not intuitive. And that's what I was writing about today when I thought about this. Look, my desire throughout my life has been for happiness. I just want to be happy. I want to feel good. And I think that's, as humans, we want happiness. We were made for happiness. But you know what? That desire for happiness can only be satisfied by God. But yet, sadly, God's about the last person we turn to when we're looking for this happiness. Eventually we get it, or I would hope we would get it. If you're listening to the show, I bet you're on to that that concept. But man, it took me decades to realize that that was the case. I just kept looking for happiness in all kinds of places and just remaining pretty much unsatisfied, still never making the connection. You know, so well, let's talk about this today because I think this is a connection we need to make. We need to make a connection, and I think it can help you. Sure, you might realize you have a need for God in your life, but I think all of us don't realize just how much of a need we have for Him. And yet we still, you know, even though we're still following Christ and calling ourselves Christians, there are still areas of our lives that we haven't surrendered to Him, and yet we're still like holding on. I got to hold on to this because I want the happiness. So let's tie it all together today. Well, let's let the Holy Spirit tie it all together today. And I really hope you'll be able to hang out with me for the entire 30 minutes of the program because I think this is something we all need to hear. Sound good? I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're having a great Friday. It poured here earlier. I don't know how the weather is in your area, but it was kind of muggy all day. We have been in a stretch of 90-degree days, and we had some storms last night. It was just torrential. The rain was pouring down not too long ago. Cooled it off a little bit, but I think it's short-lived. But you've heard me say before, I love the hot weather, so I don't have a problem with this weather. It just slows me down a little bit. I move a little bit slower when it's this warm out, but man, you know, I it's funny, as I get older, the cold weather is something that it's really hard for me to take. And we don't even live in an extreme climate here in southern New Jersey. It's not that bad here. It's not that bad. I know of far worse places, but I'm not going to complain about the heat, and I'm trying my best to not complain about the cold anymore because I recognize that all weather is a gift from God. And boy, it took me years to get to that point. I don't always feel it. I'm going to be honest with you. Don't always feel it, but I get it. And I try not to complain about the weather anymore. Anyway, it's hot here, but I'm in the air conditioning, so all is well. I hope you are doing well. and I hope you're ready to pray. So why don't we turn to our Heavenly Father? Let's pray. Then we'll see where the Holy Spirit leads. All right? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, help me to pray. Please guide my thoughts. Guide my words. As I offer praise and thanksgiving to the Father in heaven. Father in heaven, thank you. Thank you for creating me in your image and likeness. Thank you, Father, for creating a world in which I can live. Thank you for creating so many things that bring me pleasure. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to be in a relationship with you. I certainly don't deserve it. But yet you love me so much that you continue to wait for me each day so that I can approach you, so that I can seek you, so that I can let you know what I need, so that we can be in a relationship. And it's hard for me to imagine, Father, but I know that you're well pleased with me because you created me. Sometimes my actions might not please you, but you just love me, and you love the way I turned out. You love all of your creatures. You love us with an unconditional love. And even though we sin, you're always willing to take us back. That's mercy. You're an amazing Father. You're omnipotent. You can do all things. You're omnipresent. You're everywhere. You're omniscient. You know all. And you're my dad. Father, I thank you for loving me into existence. I thank you for sustaining my life. I ask you, Father, to provide for all of our needs, to keep us safe from any threats, whether they be material, spiritual, emotional. Please protect us from the tactics of the evil one as he tries to trip us up. Please grant us the grace to do your will this day. Father, please pour out your Spirit on us. Fill us up with your Spirit. And give me the words to speak on this program. And open all of our minds and our hearts to hear and respond to your message. Father, help us to understand that you are the source of all lasting happiness. And I ask for these things in the mighty name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, thank you so much for praying with me. I'm Gary Zimek. This is Following the Truth. And if you would like to find out more about my work, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. While you're there, sign up for my daily email devotional, Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled. I send that out once a day. And if you're not a subscriber, give it a try. Just all you need to do is supply your email address. It's centered around a Bible verse. I have a small reflection, and that's it. I mean, it's very simple. It's going to take you a couple minutes, tops, to read. And I think it might be what you need. You know, a little dose of scripture is a great thing throughout the day. I think we all need that. And a lot of times it's difficult to read the Bible. You know, not everybody's familiar with the Bible. That's why I started incorporating Bible verses in my writings as I learned more. And I still have a way to go. There's books of the Bible that I am not that familiar with. I know a lot more now than I did, but it was a gradual process. And I always found it helpful to read a verse here, a verse there, and it would draw me in more, and it would draw me toward the Bible in that particular verse, and I'd go and read the verses before it and the verses after it. And in that way, I'd start to become more familiar with the Bible. But if you want to subscribe to Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, it doesn't cost you anything. You can just go to followingthetruth.com and sign up. While you're there, why don't you consider pre-ordering my new book coming out in just a couple of months. The name of the book is Let Go of Anger and Stress, Be Transformed by the Fruits of the Spirit. It's a Holy Spirit book. It's all about what the Holy Spirit can do in your life. And, you know, I was really honored, and on Facebook and on Twitter and in my email blast, I've been sharing some of the endorsements I've gotten for the book. And the one I shared today really means a lot to me. They all mean a lot to me, but Sister Ann Shields is someone who I have been listening to for a long time. Here is a woman that just knows the Lord and speaks about a relationship with him in really, really simple terms. And Sister is one of the nicest people I have ever encountered. When I used to host my morning show on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia, I had her on a few times, and she was always willing to be there for me, even though she was busy. And not too long ago, Sister suffered a stroke, which really slowed her down, but she was kind enough to offer an endorsement for my new book, Let Go of Anger and Stress. Here's what she said. This book is a strong call to each of us to follow the Lord more closely every day as he forms us into his likeness. Humor and love resonate through every page. Well done, Sister Ann Shields. I mean, I am so honored to get that devotion, to get that endorsement from Sister. But I would really like you to read the book. I think it will help you. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to the release date. But if you want to make sure you get a copy and get it as soon as it's available, why not put in a pre-order now? It's available through Amazon. You could pre-order through Ave Maria Press as well. The easiest way to pre-order is just to go to followingthetruth.com, and you'll see a link right there, which will take you to Amazon, and you can put your order in, and you will get it. You'll be assured of getting your copy, because there's a chance it could sell out, just like Give Up Worry for Lent did, and it also gets you a copy as soon as it comes out. So followingthetruth.com is the place to go for that. All right, let me read this gospel, and this is from today's Daily Mass, and it's going to sound familiar. You won't actually hear the parable itself. Now, if you remember, Jesus told the parable of the sower and the seed, and then he explained what it meant. Well, this part is just the explanation. And in particular, there's one line or one verse that I want to key on today. Let me just read it. It's Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. Jesus said to his disciples, "Hear the parable of the sower. The seed sown on the path is the one who hears the word of the kingdom without understanding it. And the evil one comes and steals away what was sown in his heart. The seed sown on rocky ground is the one who hears the word and receives it at once with joy, but he has no root and lasts only for a time. When some tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, he immediately falls away." Now, this is the verse that I really want to focus on today, this one coming up. And here's what Jesus said. "The seed sown among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit." Do you hear that? I'm going to read that one again. "The seed sowed among thorns is the one who hears the word, but then worldly anxiety and the lure of riches choke the word, and it bears no fruit." Anxiety and worldly riches. And then the Lord concludes with, "But the seed sown on rich soil is the one who hears the word and understands it, and who indeed bears fruit and yields 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Anxiety of the world and the lure of riches, or the lure of pleasure, or the lure of things, comfort, everything that goes with the world, coupled with anxiety. It can choke the word, God's word, through Scripture, and you will end up bearing no fruit because of it. And I want to tell you, this is why this is so important to me, because I can relate to this so much. See if you can. Have you ever been at Mass and you are suffering? You're struggling with something. You've got a problem. you can't really focus on God's word in the scriptures, right? You've been there? You're just thinking, how am I going to get around this problem? How am I going to get around this problem? Or you're thinking about something you want to do after Mass. I want to get a great hamburger after Mass, or I can't wait to watch that ball game, you know? And as a result, you're not present. You're present there physically, but you're not present with your heart. You know what? I don't want to tell you this, but I can't tell you how many times I've fallen into that trap. And as a result, I'm daydreaming at a time when I'm supposed to be worshiping. And look, I'm not trying to tell you this to make you feel bad. That's not my job. That's not what I want to do. What I want to do is make you aware of that fact as I'm becoming aware of it. Because I need to get better at this. And I'm assuming you do too. How many times we're so consumed with worry that we don't even listen to what Jesus has said about worry, and that he calms the storm, and that he can do all things, and that he rose from the dead, and he cured the sick. How many times do we just ignore those facts because we're too busy worrying or we're focused on the news? Here's a news flash for you. The world is messed up right now. And if you constantly watch the news, you're going to really be depressed. You're going to really be discouraged. You could even become hopeless. So you need to take a break. And I'm not telling you to ignore what's going on in the world. You need to be aware. But there's a limit to how much awareness is really helpful. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, it's good to know what's going on because we have to make decisions based on that. We have to vote a certain way. We might have to make other decisions. You know, you might want to. My wife and I were talking today. We went out to the store. You need to be careful. I mean, we've been doing shopping. We wear our masks. We stay away from people. But I remember when this pandemic first started, and the guidance was that you shouldn't go out unless you absolutely need to. Well, we took that seriously, and I think that's warranted. Doesn't mean we don't have a strong faith. It means that we have common sense. It means that we're relying on the brain that God gave us. But you have to make decisions based on what's going on. And right now, where I live in New Jersey, the numbers, the coronavirus numbers are pretty good. Praise God for that, because ours were really bad for a while. But you have to make decisions, but you don't have to endlessly inundate yourself with a stream of opinions, negative news, and predictions. And some of it's just nonsense. And I'm not saying, I'm not singling out any network. They've all got problems. They all have agendas. And I don't even know where to go. I'm going to be honest. I don't even know where to go to get the true story. So I go to a number of different sources. But that's not the point I want to make. The point I want to make is that so much of what we hear on the news is a prediction. This is what will happen. Well, a lot of these predictions that were made with a lot of with much authority, with much confidence over the past several months, they turned out to not be true. You know, this is an ongoing situation. Only God knows what's going to happen with this COVID-19 business. So you be prepared. You be sensible. You know what's going on. But turn off the TV. Step away from the internet sometimes. Even my Facebook news feed today was a little insane. A little insane. A lot of opinions about a lot of things. And, you know, we need to share the good news. Because here's the deal. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus came to earth because he loves you. He wanted to redeem you. He wanted to open the gates of heaven for you, and he wanted to give you the abundant life. John 10:10. He came so that we may have life and have it abundantly. That's why he came. And that's the truth. Excuse me. That's the truth. That's not denying reality. That is reality. But, you know, you can focus on the spiritual world, or you can focus on the material world. I would say you have to spend more time, because, you know, this earth is temporary. We're not here for forever. So spend more of your time focusing on spiritual realities than on earthly realities. That's how you're going to find peace. And when Jesus talked about us choking out the word, we're blocking the word, his word, because of worldly anxieties and pleasure, that's so true. How do you find yourself escaping from the fear, from the danger, from the craziness in the world today? Do you turn to the Lord, or do you turn to junk food or alcohol or mindless TV? You know, those things are not necessarily wrong. They're not bad. I eat some junk food, probably more than I should. I watch some mindless TV. Don't drink anymore. It's funny. I just lost my taste for it. I used to like beer, but I lost my taste for it. I didn't give it up for any one reason. I just don't find myself. I don't remember the last time I had a beer, but that's not the point. The point is, you don't want to spend all your time seeking comfort in material things and things of the world. It's just not why we're here. And it's not going to bring lasting happiness. And I think that's the key point. So make sure you spend some time. And it might take a while, because for many of us, we are not trained to think like this. God's not that real for many Christians, even. And for years, it would have never dawned on me that God can be a source of happiness. Looking back now, I get it. I understand that he has made me happier in my relationship with my Father through Jesus, with the help of the Holy Spirit. That has made me happier and more peaceful than anything that I pursued in my life. But I before I tried it, I didn't believe it. So, worldly pleasures and anxiety. You know, you don't want to be overly concerned that you're completely unsafe and that the world's coming to an end. Nobody knows. Nobody knows except the Lord. Don't let it ruin your peace. Again, be prepared. Do what you need to do. Be cautious. Do the right thing. But live your life. Live your life one moment at a time and be in the present moment. That's how you can avoid anxiety or the worldly the pleasures of the world from causing you to miss out on what God has to say through his word. You know, and that's a really important thing. So anyway, now let's connect this with what I read in the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And this is right at the beginning of the Catechism. Well, by the way, don't think the Catechism is a really really difficult read, or it's completely boring and hard to understand. It's a really good book. And in the past, and I might do it again at some point, but I've got to figure out the right way to do it. I featured some of the Catechism, some of the statements from the Catechism of the Catholic Church on this program. But, you know, you got to be careful about that, because I don't like to do too much reading on radio, because you can tend to zone out a little bit, and I don't want that to happen. But it's a really good book. And if you don't have a copy, you can find it online. Just do a search for Catechism of the Catholic Church, or pick up a copy. You can get it in paperback. It's inexpensive, but it is really, really good. Anyway, this is paragraph 27. It's part one, the profession of faith, the very beginning of the catechism. Listen to this statement, because this is where it's all at, and I so agree with this. This is paragraph 27 of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. And if you want to read it for yourself, you can always do a Google search and do Catechism of the Catholic Church 27, and it'll take you to the paragraph. Or CCC, which is the abbreviation for Catechism of the Catholic Church 27. That's how I find things online when I need them. But listen to what the Catechism says about happiness. The desire for God is written in the human heart, because man is created by God and for God, and God never ceases to draw man to himself. Only in God will he find the truth and happiness he never stops searching for. And you know, the world's not going to tell you that. I would have never believed it. But now looking back, I realize that's true. I was seeking happiness in a lot of places. And yeah, temporarily, sure, I'd get some happiness. But it wasn't lasting. And it wasn't a deep happiness. And the minute something went wrong in my life, the happiness was gone. But God and the peace and happiness that he gives is not at all dependent on favorable circumstances. So you can get a bad medical diagnosis, you can hear bad news on TV, you can be feeling a little off, whatever it may be, struggling financially, but you can still find peace and joy and comfort in the Lord and his word. But you got to make that effort. So I recommend it. First of all, I love it that you listen to this program. Thank you. Please, let's continue to walk together. Let's do this. We both need it. I need you, and hopefully you need me as well. We need to focus on the Lord. You're going to always hear some scripture or some spiritual something on this program. How's that for? Hear some spiritual something. You know what I mean. But we're going to talk about the Lord on this show. We always will. And I just hope you'll walk with me. And don't forget my weekly program, The Gary Zimak Show. If you want to get an insight into the Sunday Mass readings, that's available today. It comes out every Friday. But we need to have that time with the Lord. A little scripture, a little time in his presence. Also make time for prayer. Don't just listen to me. You got to spend time with him yourself. When you wake up in the morning, thank him for the new day. Talk to him. Ask for the grace you need to make it through the day without sinning. You know? And just have that dialogue with the Lord. And throughout the day, if you can offer up a word or two to him, that's a good thing. But the more you walk with him, the more you have that relationship, the more peace you'll feel. But you have to do it for it to believe it, because it doesn't seem like it's true, but it really is. That sound good? All right, I'm looking at the clock. I really have to run. Thank you so much for listening to the program. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Remember to check out followingthetruth.com for more information. I'm going to be praying for you. Please pray for me, God willing. I'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend.